This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, December 11th. Well, last week, the cattle markets continued their slide, live cattle in particular leading the way down. They settled the week down 382, whereas feeder cattle initially were continuing to put in new lows, you know, testing the contract lows, which means that we have completely eliminated the entire rally of all the life of these contracts over the last year and a half for feeders. But they actually closed up 87 cents on the front month. So we had a weekly reversal up. In live cattle, we're testing contract lows. So there too, you've eliminated the entire rally over the last couple years in the live cattle market. In the cash trade, also seeing some weakness where the Fed trade was around 170, which is down 5 on the week. Dressed was also down 5 at 270. Box beef values were lower again on Friday. Choice down 183 at 288. Select down 93 cents at 258. The spread lost 90 cents. We're sitting at 30.11. Movement was another strong 167 loads. So over the last 6 days, choice box beef was down every day and it lost a total of $11. The select was more choppy. We had our ups and our down days, but it lost $7. But the good news there, it was on very high volume. For the week, we moved 944 loads. That's way above even the highest that we had seen all year. So we are clearly stoking demand in this beef space, but it's coming on lower prices and quite a bit of pressure in the cash trade. The volume of slaughter on Friday, 122,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 624,000. That's up 8,000 over the previous week, and it's equal to a year ago. The dressed weights, 840 pounds. That's up 4 on the week and up 2 from where we were a year ago. So it appears that we're starting to back up cattle a little bit. The prices are lower. You can see why the feedlots would want to push back on that a bit, hold cattle back, hoping for higher prices, obviously, and that's adding some weight to the cattle. We don't want to get behind on marketings because demand is there, but it is, the lower prices are certainly, you know, creating some resistance for marketing cattle out of the feedlots. Beef production last week was 533 million pounds. That's 3 million more than a week ago, and it's the highest that we've seen in quite a few months. In the feeder cattle index, the daily index is at 216.34. The 7-day average is at 220.04. That was down 222. So we see that the daily at 216 is a good $4 below that 7-day average, and that's going to continue to drag that average down. For the week, the feeder cattle index was down $3. From the high on September 15th, it has lost $33. But the front month, January, feeder cattle futures have lost $58 from that same September 15th high. So the futures definitely have had more damage done to them. They were the first to get things going on the downside. Cash was a little slow to respond, but it appears that the cash market is catching up. We're seeing that cash trade be down and down and down, whereas the feeder futures trying to stabilize a little bit. Over the last several sessions, the market has chopped sideways or had a nice little updraft like we saw on Friday. The bull spreads have been steady to higher since the low was put in on November 29th. That's, I think, worth noting in feeders. But on live cattle, it's a different story. The bear spreads have been working just as aggressively as the front month futures have. So we're not seeing any indication of slowing momentum in the live cattle trade, at least from a spread perspective. Cash trade isn't helping either. We're down quite hard, down $5 is a pretty big drop in the cash trade. So if the market's going to continue lower, it'll be likely led by live cattle, and feeders would be drug along down with them. If we can get some traction here, stabilize, the feeders probably will be the first to bounce back because they're already showing signs of fatigue on the downside and some interest on the upside. So that's, I think, where the market will snap back fastest. And then, of course, as we get into January, we're going to see a lot of feeder cattle sales going on. We tend to see a lot of calves coming into the auction yards that had been backgrounded as producers get ready for the calving season. They try to lighten the load as far as other work that they have to do. So expect to see quite a bit more transaction going on between feeder cattle. But we are seeing better moisture conditions in the southern plains. It's a little early to be looking for grass calves, but I think demand will be there as we head into the spring. As long as we have grass available, especially in Texas, which had some pretty aggressive herd reductions over the last couple of years, they're going to be looking to restock pastures if the grass is there. And I think even in the central plains, you've got a head start on that. We've had some good moisture in the fall, sitting in a better position moisture-wise and grass-wise. And it gets better the further north you go, which is usually the opposite. But the northern plains are in a pretty decent position. And likely, if you're seeing heifer retention, it's probably going on in the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, perhaps, maybe even Nebraska, that's where the grass has been. That's where you had your good hay crops. So that would be the first place I would expect that you start to see the herd expansion. We'll get a look at that in the inventory report coming up here about a month or so. But till then, I think the cash is going to lead the way. And so far, it's not showing much traction, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.